Hey, ¿cómo están? How are you, Judith?
Hey, everyone. It's almost the middle of the month. Y nosotros apenas...
It's almost the middle of the year. Our Christmas tree's still up. Judith no se ha bañado.
Es que está haciendo mucho frío.
Yo no me he bañado. Oh, my God. It's the new year. Happy New Year, Judith.
Ay, qué va. Hold on, New Year's. Happy New Year, everyone. Hope that everybody had a great start to the new year and se propositaron.
Se propositaron un supositorio. Uh-huh.
I hope everybody did vision boards because I know I did. We did. But yeah, we have been doing a lot of, I know.
Get this time.
It's because my lips are
Judith
chapped.
Is turning into a walker.
No, it's because my lips are so chapped because of the weather that, like, they're
bleeding.
Yeah. Anyways.
It's that cold in Southern California. So, anyways, the last time we recorded was like 3 weeks prior to the end of the year, right?
Yeah,
was it 2 weeks or something like that?
A week before Christmas, I think. Yeah, because we were leaving to Vegas.
Yeah, so let's catch everybody up. You and Mom and Dad went to Vegas. You guys had fun over there. You guys bumped into a family member. ¿Qué pasó?
It was fun. It was great. This family member, we don't really frequent at all. And I think the only reason why my mom se puso de acuerdo to meet up with this family member is because, in all honesty, like, this is what I believe, that my mom... Her brother is not here. It's 3 years now that hasn't been around.
That he's passed away.
And su hijo is like the exact same portrait of him. So in a sense, I think that my mom just feels close to her sibling seeing my primo. And
it gives her probably some sort of comfort, no?
Yeah.
Seeing him. Porque sí, pero, o sea, están idénticos.
So I think that was the reason why. But honestly, it was fun. It was a great time. We were there very, very quickly. It was literally like a let's go, come back type of trip. And we were stuck in traffic forever. But I was like, you know what? My parents want to go to Vegas. So let's just take them to Vegas. And we did.
But before that, like, my mom was like, no me quiero ir porque no quiero dejar los solos, because we always spent, like, Christmas and holidays like these together. And I basically told my mom, it's not like we don't get together ever. Like, we're always together. We're like, literally either having lunch, breakfast, dinner, or all three in the same day or several times a week. So I was like, yeah, you know, váyanse. But also because I was really drained the fuck out from Thanksgiving. I was drained. I didn't, o sea, ni siquiera quería hacer el arbolito de Navidad. And I did it because my mom was like, ¿cómo no vamos a tener por lo menos el arbolito de Navidad? But that's all we did for Christmas this year, el arbolito de Navidad.
Yeah, and it's still up.
And it's still up. It is. It really is.
Because to find energy to bring it down is a whole other battle.
Like, imagine if we would have done the whole fucking house.
Yeah, no.
Like, okay, anyways, the Grinches of Christmas.
So everyone basically spent Christmas...
On their own.
And honestly, it was nice without you guys, because...
It was nicer without you. Because Fed and I had the house all to ourselves. We weren't going to do anything, but then I decided to do a tablescape, and we ordered out. We ordered Olive Garden.
It's the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even...
And it was nice. It was nice to just have the house to ourselves, relax, comer. And it was. It was really nice because I feel, again, I was drained the fuck out from Thanksgiving. And Ricardo y Karina y el niño, my brother, our sibling, se la pasaron también ellos en su casa by themselves. And then come to find out that our brother got shit-faced by himself. And that at like 3, 4 in the morning, he was like crying, but like ugly crying, like con suspiro y todo. And it turns out that he was crying porque le dio sentimiento porque...
He missed my mom.
Yeah.
And he missed all of us being together.
Exactly. So anyways, so that was that. Then for New Year's...
We didn't do anything.
My mom left
Mexico, and it was just... Rick and my sister-in-law went with their family, and me, Luis, my dad, and Fetch stayed here. But honestly, like, it felt very, like, I think now I understand truly that, like, I'm so happy that I did everything, or maybe not everything, because I have yet more to do, but that I at least had, like, several New Year's with friends, several New Year's with, like, at a club.
Club. Another club. Another club. Plane.
Netflix. At another spot, like, you
another
know,
club, another club,
and another club. But you know, like, I already enjoyed that, so I was just kind of like, oh, this is kind of nice. We literally all went to sleep before midnight.
Yeah.
And what how I ended was like, I was like, okay, I'm gonna shower, I'm gonna self-care, I'm gonna skincare, I'm gonna do everything that I want to do this upcoming year, which is simple things like freaking skincare, because I'm horrible at that. But you know, just a little bit more like self-care, like snuggled up in bed, because I think now it's like, that to me is like more important than to be out somewhere. And plus, it's been really fucking cold, so to be out, like, no se antojaba.
Yeah, so I think it's different, right? Because one of the things that I wanted to do this year was to see the sunrise, pero justamente el día antes llovió. And to go hiking, to go to the Wisdom Tree, it's a steep hike. And of course, the ground was still going to be wet, and that could potentially be dangerous. But we still wanted to wake up super early. So Fernando and I woke up early, showered, got dressed, and we're like, let's just go to the beach. So we went to the beach to see the sunrise. And we went, we walked along the pier. And we did see the sunrise. Pero como todo estaba nublado, we only saw a little bit, and then it went back into the clouds. And so we're like, okay, well...
Well, that was that.
But we actually wrote our intentions for the year. And then we went to go have breakfast. And it was great. It was really nice. And so, desde ese momento, desde el primero de enero, literal, nos hemos estado levantando a las cinco. The first couple of days, we would get up and go out walking. And then it rained again. And so that day we didn't. We stayed and we watched the news. And then the following days, we got up. Pero nos quedamos viendo la tele y ya 30 minutos después nos parábamos. And when I say nos quedamos viendo la tele, poníamos las noticias. So kind of to get like what's going on kind of thing. Y 30 minutos después nos paramos, we would make breakfast y así. Entonces siento que ya nos está quedando el habit. ¿Sí se dice? The habit?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the habit, the burger. I no. want a burger.
Because you had one yesterday.
No, I didn't. And... siento que ya se nos está quedando la costumbre de levantarnos temprano. And I was actually telling my business partner, Donna, and friend, that me está gustando levantarme temprano because I feel like el día me rinde mucho más. Claro, hoy me levanté temprano, I hit the snooze button, and then we woke up at 7, y con trabajos le hice almuerzo a Fernando. But yeah, that was part of my New Year's resolution, to wake up early.
So you're doing great as far as, I mean, I'm sleeping at that time, so I don't know if you're really... waking up or not, but
yeah, I am.
Luis probably wakes up, is like, all right, I'm up, all right, I'm going back to sleep.
Check.
that counts as waking up, but no, I have seen that he is waking up early, and that's always a really great habit to have. I want to be an early girl.
It's not easy
year. But yeah, it's not easy, especially right now it's cold, and especially like, you don't want to wake up, like, why would you want to wake up early?
Yeah, it's not easy, definitivamente, but I feel like you have to take steps to make sure that you are successful in trying to wake up. So, for example, right now we're going to sleep con calcetines because when we wake up, it's cold and the floor is cold. Like, our house doesn't have central heating or anything like that. So we have individual heaters, pero tampoco dormir con los heaters toda la noche. Like, I don't think it's good or healthy.
That's a hazard.
Yeah, I feel like it's a hazard. So, no. Pero... doing those little things and then having the heater right next to us so that when we do wake up, we put it on. And so then when we get fully out of the bed, it's at least a little bit warm. So doing those little things, I feel, have helped us to really like, okay, vámonos.
To warm up to being out of the door.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Y ¿cómo se llama? But yeah, oh, we also went to your holiday Christmas party.
Oh my God. Let's just not. Honestly...
okay.
I think as a first experience working in the corporate world, it's fun. It's a great opportunity, don't get me wrong. I think that it's a good like foot in the door to like really explore being an adult, I think, because this is the most I felt like an adult. And even then, I work with kiddos, and what I do makes me have a lot of fun. So it's like, I'm not really like, I'm an adult, but like, I'm having fun, you know, if that makes sense. But yeah, that was not. But anyways, this is the second year that I take Luis to our holiday party. And I do want to say that maybe next year you won't be coming.
Thank God.
No, it was funny because I took Luis because, well, no.
Because all your friends from work wanted me there. Let's be honest. Lashes.
No, honestly, like, Luis is, you know, he's like my, I always say, Luis is me and the boy version. We're each other. But no, because I honestly was like, well, you know what? Like, I had told my best friend, one of my best friends, and she, like, ended up not wanting, but she, something came up, so she couldn't come anymore. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to tell my brother. Like, I don't even want to go to this to begin with. And second of all, like, it's not like I don't care if I go by myself. And Luis was, you know, here. He wasn't doing anything. So I was like, hey, you want to go with me? But it was funny, when I was getting ready for the event, our other sibling came. And he's like, where are you going? And I was like, oh, I'm going to my holiday party. He's like, okay, well, be safe, be careful, don't drink and drive, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, I don't think there's going to be any of that. Luis is coming with me. And he was like, oh, wow, that sounds like a very nice brotherly
bonding moment.
And I was like, aw. So I think next year, if I'm still there, I'm going to take Rick, because
this year.
Oh, shit. Yeah, this year. Because I feel like yesterday me and Rick had our first like hanging out, because we don't really hang out as much. But when we do, we like obviously have so much fun. Like, why would I not? Like, that's my sibling. But yesterday we went riding bikes, and it was fun. Like, I like hanging out with Rick. Rick is a fun time. Like, I would say
he is a fun time.
Luis is like more of a, like, he's fun. Like,
no, but I'm not fun like
but,
Rick.
Yeah, but Rick is like
chill fun.
Yeah, he's like a desmadre.
Like desmadre, pero
like,
no, not desmadre, because I can be desmadre too. But Rick is fun.
You're 50.
Chill.
You're not no more desmadre.
Stupida. Rick is fun, chill. Like, no fucks given.
Yeah, and he's more carefree.
Carefree.
Which is so weird, because Rick is, like, the most, like, espantado, like anxious one out of all of us. But he's, like, a little bit more carefree.
Me, anyway. I feel like...
You're a bitch.
I'm more fun, but, like, upscale fun. O sea, my fun is going to the swap meet.
But no, so yeah, so I think this year I will take Rick.
Or yeah, you should.
I think what I'm going to want to do this year, and I'm thinking about it, is I want to spend more time like us three. Like, where we, us three, go do something together.
Mm-hmm.
Because, fuck, that was so, that was so sarcastic.
No, I, yeah, let's do it.
Because I feel like we are at the age now where we're all fully grown, and we didn't really have a childhood that we all got to hang out and do stuff together.
Well, no, because we were all different ages, and
yeah,
we were, like,
but,
way years apart.
Well, yeah, obviously that. But I feel like I never, if I could remember, I don't remember you ever trying to be like, hey, sis, like, let me teach you how to skate or how to ride.
Listen,
a, you know?
I taught you how to be a hoe.
But
I taught you how to sneak man's into this house.
Nobody listened to that. No, but you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like fucking,
yeah, because
E.T. where cuando me llevaran, if, like, si me llevaran a Halloween, what's it called? Trick-or-treating.
Trick-or-treating.
Like, I don't have those kind of memories. I have memories like, fucking, cállate, ¿quieres llorar?
The drama.
So I think this time around, as adults, I would like to have things that maybe we could start a tradition, like a brother sister tradition.
Well,
remember
when Rick got married, we, that whole like year that he got engaged prior to his wedding, we're like, every month we're going to plan on doing something all together, whether it's going to go out to eat or taking a little road trip or going to Tijuana or whatever, pero nosotros tres. Remember? Do you remember that?
I don't know.
Stupida. Clearly meant nothing to you. But
I was hoeing, and that's your fault because you taught me how to do that.
So anyways, yeah, we should definitely hang out.
But anyways, after all of that, I don't think much has been going on with me. Well, guess what, you guys?
Nobody asked her, but I guess let's find out. What do we want to guess? Tell us.
So I know last year on my vision board, I had put on there at some point that I wanted to go back to school, right? And I didn't realize how fast that went into the universe because oh my God, like I start school this year. I start school in a couple of months and I am studying for an exam right now that kind of has been like kicking my ass because it's a bunch of like basic ass skills that you learned in high school, and I haven't been in high school since 10 years ago. So I'm honestly like a little overwhelmed / stressed because I'm like, what the fuck? I need to pass this exam in order to make it into my program. So I already made it into the school. I need to make it into the program. And so that has been very like, oh my God, where it's hitting me now. I had a talk today with my advisor my advisor who's helping me the one who's helping me get all the steps that I need to do first and etc. right before I start. And I'm like, oh my God, like it's happening. Like I'm going to be a grad student, and I knew that I wanted to do this, but it's happened so fast that I'm like, oh shit, it's happening. Like it's fucking happening. So with that,
mm-hmm.
Everybody give me some positive vibes because I'm gonna need them, and I'm really excited, and that's kind of all that's been going on with me. Work is just work. And I'm excited because my goals this year are attainable, I would say. And I know myself, and I will ¿cómo se dice? Applaud
myself?
No. I will
applaud.
No. I will
apologize.
Cállate. When you're making me
appreciate.
I will take pride in. There you go. And that when I set myself to do something, I fucking do it. And so these four goals that I have for this year, I'm really excited about. And I have to do at least 2 out of 4. Just, you know, I have to do half of them. But if I do all of them, I'm going to feel like the baddest bitch ever. I mean, I already am, but, you know. Mm-hmm. But I'm really excited. I'm excited. And I think everything so far has been off to a great start. And that's kind of it. I was just telling my friends, like, the little things now that you didn't really care about then are, like, so much more. I don't know si es la edad, I'm getting older, or I don't know, but, like, I get excited for little things now, where back then I was like, oh, fuck that, like, whatever. You know, like, my excitement was, hey, what are we doing this weekend? Let's go fucking get shit-faced, right?
I mean, who are they?
No.
You still do.
No.
You close off the year. I mean, let's be real. Where are the cameras? Because no. The day before New Year's, you're like, no. Ay, sí, me quiero quedar toda calientita, cozy en mi cama. You were fucking hungover.
I was not.
You were hungover. Let's speak the truth.
No, I wasn't hungover.
You had gone out the night before.
Yes, but I wasn't.
You got shit-faced.
No, I didn't get shit-faced.
Yes, you
no,
did.
No, we didn't.
You went to.
We didn't. No, we didn't.
Shocker. Indio.
No. Okay, everyone who's listening to this.
Again, no shade on Indio. I love Indio, but Judy's just there. She's a fixture. She's a fixture. She's right there next to the Maria Felix painting, the Juan Gabriel painting. She's right there.
Dude, everybody in San Ana is a fucking fixture to Indio at this point. But no, I do. I right now am not drinking because I really do.
Yeah, right now you're not. While we're recording
shut
this.
Shut the fuck up. No.
But it's Friday, you know.
No, I have.
It's Friday. It's a long weekend. You have Monday off. You're probably gonna end up at Indio at some point.
No, I'm. I have to study for this exam. But no.
At Indio.
In all. Yeah, wait. In all honesty, I'm cutting down alcohol because I really, 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 really want to train to run.
Through Indio.
I'm done, dude.
I've been done because you keep on saying, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. And then we turn off the mic and you're like, girl, what are you doing, girl? Let's go to India this weekend. Yeah, okay, let's go, girl. Let's go. Come to the house. We're pre-drinking over here.
Don't do it, girl. Don't do it.
It's fucking naive.
Girl, don't do it. It's not worth it. I'm not going to do it, girl. I was just thinking about it. I did it.
No, but...
Oh, my God. You know I'm right. You know I'm right.
Okay, everybody, yeah. Yeah, seriously.
Did you put your phone on airplane mode? Because it's been right next to our phone.
Our phone.
Okay, it's going to be all staticky and shit.
No, it's on Do Not Disturb.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah, I'm excited for this year. And what was I going to say? Because now you fucking just fucked me up. No, but yeah, I have two things that I want to train for this year, and I definitely just don't want to drink anymore because it's just not good for my body at this point. Like, I've noticed that, like, it's just not.
I have a King Cobra in the fridge.
It's not. That's disgusting, Luis.
You and your friends were drinking some fucking Green Sphere liquid fucking liquor. Green that I know Sphere. Is a fucking disgusting.
It's called a Buzz Ball, and it's Latina owned. Okay.
Is it Latina owned?
It is. It's
okay. I retract my words.
Anyways, but no, that. You know what?
You see, she's already thinking about Indio. She's already thinking about what she's gonna wear at Indio. What fucking
no.
Mini falda? She's all like, oh, la mini mini mini. Mini. Next time you're wearing a fucking mini mini, I'm gonna fucking record you and I'm gonna put you on blast. What? And I'm gonna tell my friend Luis, who you always bump into.
Oh, wait, which by the way.
At Indio, I'll be like, Luis, every time you see my sister at Indio, please record her and send it to me.
No, it was funny because I did see him and...
Of course you did. You and Luis are both fixtures.
And he was like...
At Indio.
And this really made me laugh because I was like... He was like, I knew I would see you here. I knew I would see you here.
We all knew.
And then he's like, girl, happy new year, girl. May all your wishes come true or something. And I was like, oh my God, why?
No, he said... Happy New Year. May we see each other here again next year or something.
No, I don't know. But no, honestly, it's just, no, I I do tell myself this, but again, it's me trying to hold on to my early youth. But like, I'm in a whole last new stage of my life, and I admit that I am trying to hold on, but I can't do this no more. But yeah, no, I cannot do that.
You're gonna wear. Te voy a poner el sound effect ese de. Estoy cansado, bebé.
What?
Estoy cansado, jefe.
You haven't seen it.
Wait, I'm not in like socials like that. Like,
you. Don't fucking lie, because I just saw that you created an account on TikTok.
Yes, I gave in, but I haven't even gone on it. And the only reason why I gave in is because, okay, this guy that I was talking to kept sending me TikToks, and I kept sending them to Luis so that he could show me, and then Luis got over it.
My dad just walked in asking if we want a quesadilla for our vision board resolutions. No, pa, gracias.
But I forgot. But anyways, that's kind of it. Y'all, I'm
you're like, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm fucking done with this shit today. but that's kind of it with me. It's if we haven't recorded, it's because Luis has a lot of tea to spill. And he's been busy, but
it has been busy. It really has.
And I'm sure everybody's just wondering what the fuck is happening. Because I know my friend Rosa hit me up and was like, hey, when are you girls? when are the girly pops recording?
The girly K-pops. When are the super poderosas, olerosas, olorosas recording?
And I was like, girl, my brother has been really busy. He was busy doing something, which I'll let you speak about. But,
Well, yeah, it's been really busy because for those of you that remember, last year we closed the year with a bang. I mentioned that we were going to be in 170 stores for Globitos and that I had gotten a job, which I was really excited about and really happy for. And so for that job, I didn't start until January 2nd, right after New Year's. And I was like, okay, perfect. Y pues bueno, siento yo que iba a funcionar y que funcionó muy bien. What the fuck, Woody?
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Oh my god. Woody just got up to get a corta uñas because she's about to clip her toenails. And then,
no, I'm not.
And then all of a sudden she's trying to use it and there's some fucking eyelashes on the corta uñas, like inside the corta uñas. Lashes, are those yours? Because you've been here several times. Anyways.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
So I did get the job and I did start, and the first week was a lot of training. And let me just say this. So I had...
You know what I was just thinking to elevate this what? Year's our podcast?
What?
Is we should have a camera. Because that way people will see everything that we're doing here. All the fucking shenanigans.
Well,
if you were to see this eyelash, it looks like it's gone.
It looks like a chicharrón.
It looks like it's gone through a lot, girl.
It looks like it's gone through the deep fryer. Like you could fucking bite that and say, well, you don't crunch. So anyways, one thing that I've noticed, or that I noticed from this corporate job, is that I had not worked in corporate America post-pandemic.
Oh, I hate when you say corporate America. It's so cringy.
It is, but it's the truth. What else do I say?
Just corporate.
But it's corporate America, because corporate Mexico works in a totally different way, and I'm sure corporate anywhere else in the world is completely different.
But...
Corporate America is a piece of shit. Like, it really, really is. And no offense to those of you that are working in corporate America. Like, listen. Listen, if you like it and you're into it, que chingón, right? Because that's what you like and there's nothing wrong with it. But for me, it's completely different. So, anyways, pre-pandemic... We were starting to get into like, okay, let's just sign the documents, e-sign, and let's, you know, Zoom calls y la chingada. But post-pandemic, everybody is now used to having Zoom calls, right? Mm-hmm. So first off, there's this program called Teams that I think a lot of people are familiar with. And I did not know to the extent of how much corporate America uses that program now, specifically in this office. Like, it was
everywhere. Yeah,
like, okay, so everywhere. And it's crazy how you can share files, you can share screen, which obviously I knew that was capable. You were capable of doing that, but you also have a phone number through there. You're also able to like really quickly jump on a phone call with somebody. Like, it really connects you, right? Because my bosses were on the East Coast kind of thing, so they weren't in the office with me. I actually had to go into the office twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I would I would work with the creative teams and the copywriting teams, porque esta agencia is a media agency. And so they produce commercials, radio commercials, TV commercials for a lot of different brands and a lot of top-notch brands.
Top of the top.
Entonces, so that first week, that first day, I did a lot of training, a lot of HR training, a lot of training on the computer, a lot of training, blah, blah, blah. Entonces, ese fue el día. The next couple of days were going over PowerPoint presentations about the clients and what their needs are and what we're doing and what my role is, y la chingada, y taca, 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 taca. So one of the things that I noticed, obviously, the first week is that it wasn't that busy, but there were still a lot of emails coming through, right? And then the second week happened and my boss started to give me or hand out like little errands to do. Now, let me remind you this. I got this position. I went through 4 different interviews and they asked me, why are you taking on this position? And I basically said what I said. If you want to hear what I said, go back and listen to the other episodes.
Because you're not going to repeat myself.
I ain't going to repeat myself. Y entonces, they were like, okay, that makes sense, right? Because 3 of the 4 people that interviewed me said, you have so much more experience than what this position is looking for, and you could be getting paid a lot more.
Why are you here?
Yeah. So, and I basically said, hey, listen, I need to be here because it's close to my house. It's this, it's that, blah, blah, blah. And okay, cool. They hired me, right? Entonces, cuando yo entré, I did start to notice that there was a lot, right? So this agency is Latina owned. There's a lot of POCs there. It's great. But one of the things that I noticed, the first thing that I noticed was that many of the people that were in the office didn't really go out to lunch. They basically ate at their fucking desk. Y yo dije, no, chingue su madre, I'm not going to eat at my desk. So I would literally take an hour lunch break and go out. So the first
time, McDonald's.
So the first time I went out, I went to Baja Fresh and I got me a salad.
No, you didn't.
And then I had a shit ton of time left over because Baja Fresh was literally a block away. And then I saw this place, Quevendía Galletas, and I bought some cookies because I had a neighbor next to me, sitting next to my desk. And I was like, hey, do you like sweets? And she's like, yeah. I was like, oh, cool. Look, traje unas galletas. She's like, oh, my God, I love that brand. Where did you get them? And I was in my head thinking, that literally a block away. Like, how do you not know this, right? I didn't know this because today's my first day at work. And I was like, really? It's down the street. And she was like, oh, I've never seen it. And then I was like, what? Pues eso fue una de las cosas que I noticed. The other thing that I noticed is that they had a really good mixture of, like, young and older people, like, you know, my age. I'm 41.
Ay, Luis. You mean young like me?
No, I said older. I said like me. Oh. Older like me. The wow. Girl that sat next to me, she's like a Gen Z. And I get it. Like, she's trying to do her best to, like, you know, prove or show that, like, she can do the job and that she's capable y todo ese rollo. Pero sí the difference between this agency and the last agency I worked at is that the last agency I worked at was gringo owned. And that was the first agency where I saw a real balance between work and life. Porque a donde quiera que vayas y entrevistes, si haces la pregunta de how's the balance between work and life, everyone is going to always tell you, we try to have that balance. But every Latino agency that I've ever worked for is never like that. You're there more than 8 hours a day. You eat at your fucking desk because there's always something going on. And if you need to get up early, if you need to sleep late because you're answering emails, that's what you do. And guess what? They wanted to install that whole team shit onto my phone. And I told the IT guy, I was like, not right now because I'm actually thinking about changing my phone this week. And like, okay, well, when you get your new phone, let me know. And yeah. I was like, I don't want that shit on my phone.
Yeah, I don't have that shit on my phone either. Fuck that.
Like, when I'm off, you know?
Yeah.
And again, I get that there are emergency situations where you just need to answer. Pero, güey, todos los días, y para que todos los días estés sentado en tu escritorio, como que no. Like, literally, when I worked at the gringo agency, a las 5... Mira, yo entraba a las 9 y a las 5 se cerraba la oficina. I would get 1 hour lunch break. So I literally only worked for 7, but I got paid for 8. How and why do we do this to ourselves as a Latino community? Like,
well, because we're told that we have to work all the time, that we have to, like, echarle ganas literally all the time, that, you know, our parents come from a place where that's the only option they had. So they kind of showed us that, like, si no le estás chingando, you're not doing enough, you know? But, like, yeah, it sucks because it shouldn't be that way, obviously. But it's just something that we do, I guess, now. We're so, like, robotic to that.
We are, right? And I think here is another sad thing. And this makes me really sad because I do hope that you continue to strive for bigger things and that you continue to, ¿cómo se llama? To eventually have your own thing and or to be the president, CEO of a major fucking company. Like, that's what I want for you, right? That's my wish for you. But one of the things that I realized from this corporation, that even though it's woman-owned, Latina woman-owned, right? There's still this whole thing of, yes, you're Latina and you're a chingona. Like, I'm not discrediting the owner of this agency at all. Like, I was really fucking excited to be able to work at this agency that was woman-owned. Like, I'm like, yes, que chingon. But I also feel that como ella, Latina, like, she's not a Latinx. She's a, I think she's a, she's got to be a baby boomer, right? Is that the other generation? She's not a millennial. I'm sorry, not a Latinx. She's not a millennial. She's a baby boomer. Entonces, I can only imagine how much harder she had to work to prove herself and to be like, no, bitch, I'm not just a woman in this role. I'm the boss, regardless, right? And the many times that she had to sit in a boardroom where it was all filled with men and that she had to, like, you know, step up her fucking pussy and be like, no way, aquí mis chicharrones estrenan, right? But that's really sad because I feel like now eso is kind of like what happens in the office. Like, everybody is doing that, right? Like, everybody's eating at their desk. Well, not everybody. Most are eating at their desk. They're probably not taking as many breaks, or they're probably, like, they're constantly taka 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 taka. ¿Sí sabes? And then the other thing too is I hate working at an agency where everything is so quiet. Like, the days that I was there, it was quiet. Everybody had their headphones on. Everybody, they were probably listening to music, but in their own world. And I get it. You're working with so many people that you have to, there has to be a decorum, right? But I've worked in that, in those kind of spaces before. And we're like, okay, alguien que ponga música 2 horas y después la cambiamos a la música de fulano. And it just felt like I had to put my face on that laptop and just kind of go click, 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 click all fucking day. This week, I really did feel like there were many times that I felt like I was an idiot. Like, I felt stupid. Like, I felt stupid because I wasn't understanding some things. And I remember even, like, asking my direct supervisor, not the boss, I'm like, hey, ¿cómo le puedo hacer para esto? Me atoré. Can you help me do this? Oye, I can't figure out how to check everybody's schedule to schedule a meeting and sort of like that. And while she was
me at work.
And while, like, she was really helpful. But then the real boss, like, made these little comments of, like, I can't even remember exactly what the comments were.
Oh, you've never had a laptop before?
But, like, it was like kind of condescending, right? Y la otra cosa es de que ella es de la Ciudad de México. So she grew up there. She worked in corporate Mexico. So I know that, like, corporate Mexico is really cutthroat, because I've had the experience of working with people from corporate Mexico when I helped launch Lala here in the U.S. And working with them, like, it reminded me of that, because that's how it felt, where they would be like, but that's how we've done it all our lives. Like, si sabes, or
like, there's no, it's only my way or the highway.
Sí. Entonces, it just didn't feel like a right fit. And this past Thursday, I went in there and yesterday, she had me work on this presentation and to refine it and make sure that all the font was the same font, that all the titles were the same font size. Yes, sí, no. And she was also like, if you see anything that's repetitive, take it off and let's condense it. And I was like, okay, cool. And then she had all these notes. And some of them were just kind of like, o sea, okay, no le entiendo, pero ¿por qué me lo dices en un tono como que, are you stupid or what? Mm-hmm. And then at that point, I was just like, you know what? This is not for me. This is not for me. I'm the first one in that office at 7 a.m. because everybody else comes in at like 8 or 9. And here's the other thing too, that I was like, no mames, like, we already have a fob. We're fucking, like, putting the fob against the door to check in. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure the fob is assigned to someone and it can give you, like, who the fuck that person was, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. You still want us to literally, on a piece of paper, write down our names as we come in? Like, how much control do you want of your staff? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, what, we're checking into preschool? Mm-hmm. Like, my mom does that, right? Mm-hmm. So I went in early because I wanted to see, porque yo el miércoles, I was working from home, and I was like, aquí está la presentación, let me know if you need anything else. And no me contestó, and it was already like 4:20. I need to leave. I clock out at 4. And I was like, you know what? No me está contestando. I'm not going to wait here anymore. I'm just going to close it. But then the next day, I woke up, and I was like, I'm going to go a little bit early to open up that laptop in case there were any other things that needed to be done so I can give myself a little extra time. Big mistake. Why am I doing that, right? Like, why am I pushing myself to do that? And sure enough, there were things that I needed to correct. And I was like, you know what? This is not the fit for me. So I got the Teams. I texted both her and my counterpart or my direct supervisor. And I was like, hi, fulana de tal y sutana. Listen, this is... sorry to let you know, but this is not a fit for me. I think my heart and soul really is in experiential marketing and event planning, and I don't think this is a good fit for me. I thank you for your time. I don't want to waste any more of your time. I don't feel, I felt this and this and this and that way. I am leaving the laptop here at the desk, the fob as well. Thank you so much for your time. Nos vemos. But my vecina, I had bought gummies that I had shared with her.
Edibles.
Not edibles. But I wrote it on a sticky note. I was like, vecina, no haga escándalo, pero aquí le heredo el stash de gomitas. Keep in touch at _DIY. And then se lo dejé y me fui. And that was that. And I got home. My dad was having his coffee.
Actually, when he got home, so I heard like... Because I was getting ready and I wasn't really paying much attention because I usually, like, put my headphones on while I get ready quick. So I heard the door to the bathroom was open and the door to the... There's a bathroom right in the entrance of the kitchen side of the door. So he walks in and all concerned, dad goes, ¿Se regresó Luis a su trabajo? And I was like, I don't know. And he was like, ¿Qué pasaría? And I was like, I don't know. So then I just paid no attention because I thought, oh, maybe he felt sick or maybe they said, oh, work from home or I don't know, something. Uh-huh. So I was like, okay, whatever. But then I started hearing like Luis go, no, papá, es que no, es que I don't know. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to just fucking put the volume up because I don't
want to. I'm not ready for all this. Yeah. En su mini mini flacado. En su mini mini whoa.
En su mini mini la de la laguna. En su mini mini. I don't want to hear, it's the morning, it's 7 a.m., I'm not, I don't want to...
You're like, I don't think you're ready for this, Shelly. I don't think you're ready.
I was like, I don't want to hear any of this, because whatever.
So I spoke to my dad, and my dad was like, you know, don't worry about it, it's okay, everything is going to be fine, whatever. And then I got to the... Y justo el jueves que renuncié, Fernando doesn't work. So I went, and I was like, he was like, ay, Chango, no te preocupes, mi amor, everything is going to be fine, whatever. So, I have an amazing support system, claramente. Pero después, se comunicó mi vecina conmigo. Ella me empezó a dar todo el chisme. And also, she did send me a message saying, en realidad, ¿qué pasó? Because you're not the first one. And I was like, okay, that makes me feel so much better because sí estaba chico palado thinking like, ¿sabes que me sentí como un completo idiota? And I don't think I've ever felt that way. Ever in a job, ever. I've never felt like an idiot. I never felt like an incompetent dumbass at any job. And I was actually having this conversation with Donna yesterday. I was like, Donna, hasta that one time that we had stopped talking for years and years and I applied for a job and it turns out that I was going to be taking over your position at that agency. Le dije, and that's when we started talking again. Le dije, even at that job, Donna, it took me 6 months and they fucking promoted me. I was the field market manager for Los Angeles. And then after 6 months, I became the field market director for the East Coast. They go for the West Coast. So, and in my last agency job, I had arrived and just to manage one account. And in 7 months, they promoted me to manage 5 accounts. And they gave me a $25,000 raise, right? So during this week, I kept thinking about that. Papa. Ese sí, no fucks given. So I was like, that really, this week, I kept thinking in the back of my head, like, Luis, no, you're not an idiot. You're not an idiot. But the atmosphere at that office and in that role and in within that kept on making me feel like I was an idiot. And then I tried to go back to think about, you know, these other positions you te promovieron and this and that and everything. And I was like, you know what? I can't be here. I can't be here. And that's why I decided, you know what? It's done. So while Fernando and I went to go walk and jog a little bit at the beach, para desahogarnos o para que yo me desahogara, and Fernando checks the bank account and he's like, mira, ya te mandaron tu dinero. And I was like, oh, cool. Pues bueno, ya me mandaron lo que trabajé, right? And then I was like, that's great because I have to pay my phone bill and I have to pay this and I have to pay that. Today, this morning, they retracted the money. They retracted the money. So what I'm thinking in my head is this. They because I have direct deposit, the probablemente paguen el 15 y el fin de mes. Pero como el 15 es un holiday, probably lo pagaron el viernes. But because I have direct deposit, it actually went through a Thursday. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Y pues obviamente se imaginaron que yo iba a trabajar toda la semana, so they just, you know? Uh-huh. So then I was like, telling Fernando, no te preocupes, yo creo que es menos de lo que es, but, you know, they legally have 72 hours to pay me. And they probably did that because they're like, oh, sí, culero? Well, guess what, you know? Mm-hmm. So I believe they're going to pay me by Wednesday of next week because legally that's how long they have. If I didn't give them 72 hours to say, hey, I'm going to quit, I'm going to give you 72 hours, then they have the right to withhold
your fund,
yeah, my check for 72 hours. Which, again, like, okay, I get it. Maybe it wasn't the way to fucking quit, but like, you're a multi-million-dollar company. Really?
Like my that shouldn't be a big worry to you.
It like just my be 22 like, cents que me estás pagando is gonna fucking bankrupt you?
Yeah.
¿Sí sabes? So that's the thing with Latino companies. And one of the things that I tell Donna is that cuando Globito sea una compañía que tenga empleados, güey, instead of giving them 2 weeks vacation, because every agency gives you 2 weeks because there's nothing to do. Mm-hmm. Literal, la semana que entramos a trabajar, I literally saw everybody in that office fucking, hey, how was your weekend? Hey, how was your holidays? How did ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta? Like, nobody was fucking working.
Yeah, nobody was. I wasn't.
You weren't, yeah. So I was
telling... We weren't.
So I was telling Donna, you know, when we have our company grow and when we have employees, we're going to give them fucking 3 months, 3 weeks or the whole fucking month de diciembre off. Because de todas maneras no van a hacer nada y les vamos a pagar por estar haciéndose pendejos. Might as well.
Let them enjoy it.
Let them enjoy it so that they're like, si la quieren cagar con nosotros, they can think twice before they're like, you know what? Me dan todo un mes de vacaciones, güey, y pagado. I'm gonna fucking do my best for this company. Mm-hmm. Right? So anyways, corporate America sucks. Corporate America, this is my third company that I work for that is Latino. And all three companies have been the same. Where the Latino agencies work you harder. They work you hard, if not harder, than the gringo agencies. And that is fucked up. That is something that is so fucked up in our heads that we think that that is right and that we need to prove ourselves so much that we have to burn ourselves down to the ground. That I want to make sure that I break that cycle when Globitos becomes corporate fucking America. It's going to be corporate fucking Mexican American and it's going to be different and I want to change that. So also what happened yesterday, moving on, is that if I had not quit yesterday.
Oh, you quit Wednesday.
Thursday. Wednesday. Thursday. Today's Friday. So if I had not quit yesterday, I would have missed the arrival of the biggest shipment to date of Globitos. And Fernando was here to help. My dad, obviamente, was here to help. And I could see my dad's face and Fernando's face when they saw the shipment of 35 boxes come in. And it was like, you know those TikTok videos of the people that like, oh, their business blows up and the big truck opens and the pallet y todo eso.
Like, I don't have TikTok.
Well, it literally felt like that. It felt really, really nice. Because before we would get like 3-4 cajas.
Yeah.
And we would, obviously we were happy about those cajas because that meant that there was like 5,000-6,000 balloons, 10,000 balloons in there. Mm-hmm. But now we literally have, I think, about 55-60 boxes worth of Globos. And that has never happened. So if I did not quit, if I would have been like, let me put up with this one more day, I would have missed that. And there's no way that I could replace that feeling of our first big ass order ever. So I think things happen for a reason. No estoy agüitado, especially thanks to my vecina for letting me know that, you know, am I the problem? Was I the problem? Then maybe not, you know? And y otra cosa que pasó. There is probably an opportunity of bringing, not back, because we are not working with El Place, which was a gay bar that Donna, Daisy, and I had in Boyle Heights. But there is an opportunity of bringing back a queer Latino Latinx bar to downtown LA that is queer every single time they open and not just on Thursdays or special nights. And my friend reached out and said, I need your help. And so I went to go see the space yesterday. Ayer pasaron muchas cosas. I went to go see the space yesterday and I was like, oh my God, this place is beautiful. It's nice. It really, really is.
Oh, is that where we're going to go have brunchy brunch on
yes,
Sunday?
Yes. So going back to the dreams and you having dreams, I don't think you should put your dreams to the side. I get it that sometimes you have to prove yourself to let others know what your worth is. I get that. But you shouldn't have to go above and beyond to prove your worth, especially to Latino businesses, because you're already there. Like, these Latino businesses should not have to put you to the test. Like, if they're bringing you on board, it's because they believe in you. They shouldn't have to, like, expect these other things. So that's what I told my vecina. I was like, girl, you better take your fucking lunch. Not at your fucking desk. If you don't want to go out, fine. But go and sit in the nice little fucking courtyards that they have here. Don't stay here. Fucking leave. But, you know, she's very young. So she might not understand that until she's my age. But I hope she understands it way before that, because se va a ahorrar muchísimos headaches y se va a ahorrar muchísimo tiempo with her loved ones and the things that she loves to do. So yeah.
It's like you're speaking to me.
I mean, it's the truth. It's the truth. They're not going to fire you.
No, but I know. I'm very much always not like, oh my God, oh my God. I'm more of a like, you know what? I can't control everything that happens. Like, and yeah, you're right. I'm already here. I'm the reason why we have this program, why they want to have this program. So it's like, it's yeah, that's not an issue for me. Especially because now I'm going to go back to school and I'm literally like, don't expect much from me because I'm going to be doing school. Like, if you still want me to be here, I'll be here part-time and that's all I can give you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, oh my gosh. So the tea was, but I do want to say something that, I hope you don't take the wrong way, because it's definitely not like...
Oh, hell no. Here, let me take off my boots.
It's not to make you feel any certain type of way. But I think since the very beginning, you had a very like, ugh, feel like your mood was very like, ugh, fuck this. Like, I'm just going to go in there, do what I need to do, and it's just going to be like a fucking paycheck, like whatever. And I understand, because it's not your passion, and you basically, it was a sacrifice that you were... you know, gonna take, and you were okay with that. But I do think that we are very much the energy we attract.
Mm-hmm.
And you from the very beginning were like, ugh, you know? So I'm not saying that it's your fault, because it's not your fault. And like I said, I think that that place just was not for you. It wasn't up to your level. And that's okay, because why would you want to stay somewhere where you're not growing or what's it's not making you feel the like the badass that you are. Like, why would you want to settle for, in a sense, less, you know? Like, that wasn't the job for you, clearly. But I do think, and not that you having a positive look to it in the beginning would have changed anything, because I feel like you still would have been like, oh, fuck this job.
But I feel like I
Luis.
I feel like I did.
Wait.
It wasn't until the last 2 days that I was playing my Say Yes song. Like, when Jesus Say Yes, you know.
No, I think you just, in primera, like, you haven't, like, you're not for working a corporate job anymore. It's not because of your age. It's not because of that. It's because you're more capable of more. You're capable of doing more. That's just not you anymore. Like, you've been there. You've done that. That's it. You know? And that's okay. But I do think that, like, at least, like, you sacrificed that. Like, you were willing. And I think that says a lot. And I think dad also is more like, oh, you know what? It's okay. Because dad knew that you really were willing, you know, and that you wanted this to work and it didn't. And I mean, dad wouldn't be upset. Like, yeah, dad jokes about it, but I don't think he's like upset. He's just kind of like,
I mean, there's a part of me that obviously feels like, fuck, I, you know, this sucks. Pero nuevamente, thank God for my vecina and telling me what she told me, because that really lifted my spirits. Vecina, you know who you are. If you ever listen to this podcast, me caíste super bien. You are amazing. Don't ever change that. What you do need to change is fucking take your lunch. Get in the habit of taking your lunch outside. Not at the kitchen, but outside. Like, leave the office.
Fucking go home and don't come back.
And this goes out for everyone. Like, we always, as Latinos, I feel like we always have this thing that we need to prove ourselves. And again, it's sad because I hope that you can break that cycle. I can't break it for you. And as much as I say, don't do this, don't do that, it's up to you. But I just thought that working at an agency that was Latina owned would have been different, but it's not. It's unfortunate because this person, like I said, had to prove herself. And that's the culture of the agency.
But yeah, but I don't, I mean, you're doing amazing things. More things better than that are coming your way. And I don't think you should sweat it. And I know you're not, because you're very much the type of person that's like, chingas su madre, I don't give a fuck. All right, what are we doing? You know, you're very much like that. So I don't think it's like, you know, I genuinely don't think you're upset. And honestly, if anything, you're fucking ecstatic. but no, I think it just wasn't meant for you, and that's okay. Like, it's not a big deal. And if anything, I feel like you teach me a lot about, like, not to settle, which is why I'm going back to school. And I already said that I really hope that financial aid assists me with a lot of funds so that I can not have to work, because yeah, like, I really want to get this degree, and like, I don't want to stay at.
But I think, but yeah, I get that you might not want to stay where you're at for the rest of your life, but I think that it's going to look so much better if you get through that master's program and you still have your full-time job, especially at that company. Like, I think it's going to look so great on your resume.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to, yeah, well, yeah, but I for sure know that I'm going to attempt to do it full-time and full-time, but I know myself and I really want to finish in the 2 years that I have. I don't want to extend it. I want to finish, because I want to be at a fucking high school in my community. Not so, there, but yeah.
That is what happened. Jesus, so much. And it's barely the second week of the fucking year.
Well, that's because we haven't, we haven't recorded, because it was all Luis's fault. He didn't have time for anything. But now he's back.
I'm back.
And yeah, that's pretty much
Well, it. Closing arguments, closing thoughts. If you work in corporate America, wherever it is you work, I'm not saying don't do your job. Of course, do your job. And if you don't like where you're at, then get the fuck out. Don't become a Grinch for everyone working around you, one. And if you work in the service industry and you hate talking to people and they're fucking dumbass questions, then you're the bigger dumbass for being there. Get the fuck out. Go work somewhere else. Go look for something else. There's always opportunities out there. Claro, that might mean that you're going to get paid less if you have a well-paying job, pero al final del día, your well-being and your mental health is worth so much more because all these stress levels are what cause enfermedades. And ¿de qué te va a servir ganar buen dinero si no lo puedes disfrutar porque estás enfermo, porque estás estresado, your mental health is not all there, and you don't give yourself enough time to travel? Like, no,
also,
don't do that.
Also, that's a big thing, and I want to add, this year we're taking all our vacation days, all our sick days, all our mental health days, and especially if you're a woman and you fucking have, well, yeah, we all have our monthly fucking thing, but girl, if you have cramps, don't fucking go to work. And I'm gonna fucking do count myself reliable to that, because I'm the biggest, like, oh fuck, like, you know, like my monthly, I call her Virginia, she fucking sucks. And sometimes I do feel bad for calling out. I'm like, fuck, you know, because I have to go to this school and I can't. If I don't show up for my girls, like, who's going to cover me? And we're short staffed and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, nah, fuck that. Like, no, I'm going to stay my ass in bed. So just take all the fucking things that they're paying you for. Just fucking don't even go to work. But yeah, that's another thing that we're doing this year.
God damn it. This episode is an hour and 20
minutes.
It's going
to be a part.
No, I can't. Because then we're going to get lazy and we're not going to record next week. So no, ni modo. All right. Well, thank you so much. Please support Globitos. We have two new designs, the elote and the tacos before vato. So order online. Get yours online if you don't have a 99-cent store near you. We will be delivering soon and we will have these designs available. But get them online.
And they are super cute. And I feel like they're gonna fucking, like, sell super fast. So you better hop on that. But anyways, thanks for listening.
You can find me at _Diagway.
We need to change that because you cannot, no.
You cannot what?
The whole, you can find me at, and then you're gonna fucking say, and Houdini doesn't know her fucking.
No, I don't give a fuck anymore. Bye.